Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting 8th. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Hughes. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Potek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a line drive towards right. Cowens catches it and throws to first to double up Bostock. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek misplays the ball. That's an error on Potek. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Potek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek scores. White moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. White moves to third. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Braun moves to second. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Braun scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to third. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Patek hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bostock. Patek reaches second base with a double. Mayberry scores. Stinson moves to third. It's 3-1, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. White reaches second base with a double. Stinson scores. Patek scores. It's 5-1, Royals. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Bergmeier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall is called out on strikes. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heil moves to third. Carew moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Steve Luber now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bo Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bo Stock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bo Stock takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luber fires to first and picks off Paquette. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Pazek now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Thompson applying the tag. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.